Divine Light Ignite Day 28. So I'm really grateful for one of these beautiful days again, because it's really ideal for what I wanted to illustrate today. Open-eyed meditation. There are some schools of thought that say open-eyed meditation is the only way to meditate. Because when your eyes are open, you're not denying anything. You're not shutting anything off and saying it's unacceptable, it's unworthy, it's unlovable, it's not beautiful. You're not saying I shut the world out. You're accepting everything in. And that might be so. It's not my experience. But what I can say about open-eyed meditation, from my perspective, is that it opens the door to possibilities. It allows you to not always have to be in the perfect quiet environment, like a dark room or whatever, for you to meditate. You can meditate anywhere. And this, I think, is important. It's important for me. I found it to be important to be able to meditate anywhere. You know, if I was still doing some kind of a corporate job, if I was still commuting, then on the commute, you can meditate. Wherever you are, you can meditate. Now, tomorrow, we are going to do a very particular kind of movement meditation. So today is, in a way, is preparation for that. So I'd like for you to try this with me. You can decide for yourself where a good place is. Do you have somewhere outdoors that you can go? That's beautiful. And it doesn't have to be. I mean, I'm really blessed. I know how blessed I am to have an endless expanse. I mean, I can go anywhere in my garden. I can look in any direction. Wherever I go is beautiful. Wherever I look, everything around me is beautiful. Not everybody is fortunate like that. You know, you might live in the city, you might not have somewhere beautiful. So under those circumstances, I think it's important that you create somewhere that's beautiful, that you have a meditation corner. Perhaps with a little altar, with the things that you are meditating on, and that you make it beautiful for you. And the point of all this is really to invite you right now to find somewhere to be where you can open your eyes in meditation and not feel overly challenged by what's in front of your eyes. And what you're going to do, you're going to realize that everything that you can do in meditation with your eyes closed, you can do with your eyes open too. You also don't have to be sitting. You can be moving. So I begin to engage this pranic breathing. There are so much more that you can do, but I'm not trying to complicate matters now. So I'm choosing a few simple things that we're doing consistently. And with this pranic breathing, I start to look. I look what's there. And you'll notice a crucial difference between looking with your eyes open in meditation and looking the way you normally do. Normally, you won't look at something unless there's something there for you to think about, to decide about, to do something with. Your eyes always go to the things that are requiring your input, your decision making. You know, like if you walk into the kitchen and everything's tidy, the dishes are washed, they're all packed away, you don't see your kitchen. Maybe, I mean, maybe you're different from me. But you don't see because there's nothing to be done. Let there be a few dishes undone or something that you're still busy cooking and your eyes go there. It's a bit like that. If you have a full set of healthy teeth in your mouth, your tongue doesn't notice your teeth. Let one tooth be like have a little bit of food stuck in it or missing or troubled, or and your tongue's always there. Isn't it? Isn't it like that? Well, what we're doing now is we're being like a tongue with a full set of healthy teeth. We're simply looking, breathing, feeling, being, no doing, no thinking, no judging, no deciding, nothing later, no future, no after this, only now, only here, only being. My goodness, and then things become peaceful, blissful, and beautiful. Then everything is divine. And if you get practiced at this, comfortable with this, you start to be able to bring this same energy, the same awareness, the same consciousness to views that are maybe not so beautiful. You start to be able to look at all of life like this, without judgment. Just look. Just see. And if you really look and see, then everything is beautiful. Everything is an expression of the divine, finding itself, expressing itself, figuring itself out. Everything is worthy of love. Everything is magnificent. If you find yourself in the space, see if instead of picking a direction or doing something particular, see if you can just follow your body, follow your feet. You find your feet want to carry you. Follow your eyes. You find your eyes want to look somewhere. Your eyes are drawn to something. No decisions, no choices. Just look. Just be. And if you begin to master this, you can find yourself doing things that are just there to do. I used to hate washing dishes. And I can tell you why. It's a long story. The precis of it is that as a result of past life experiences, I thought these kinds of things were somehow beneath me. And I thought doing these kinds of things somehow lowered me or something. It's a long story. That's the precis. In this state of moving meditation, I once found myself. Here I am. What am I doing? I'm just following my feet. I found myself wandering into the kitchen, and I found there were dishes. And I found myself running warm water and putting soap and doing the dishes. I didn't decide to do the dishes. I didn't think something needed to happen. It was just there. And so I did it in meditation. And I found it was quite fun. Warm, sudsy water and dishes. And a little bit later, there's this neatly stacked pile of washed dishes, which I could pack away. And then there was greater order. Might not be a great discovery for you, but for me that was something, that I did the dishes in meditation. I'd like you to see if you can, while you're standing here with your eyes open, if you can feel your chakras and open them, close them, I'd like you to see with your eyes open. You can become aware that you are part of a circle of people all over the world. Right now, yes, but in the future. Across space and time, there are people all over doing this meditation. They're doing it with you. In a circle, one to your left, one to your right. Just be aware of them. Can you feel their presence? And the other circles, and the many, the multitude. And as you are here, eyes open, standing in your world, feeling your energy, connecting with your external environment, connecting with your internal environment. So, you have done something beautiful and important, successfully. You've transcended a boundary about what meditation means. It's no longer a thing that you have to be sitting for. You no longer have to be being spiritual. You can meditate anywhere, anytime. Take yourself into this altered frame of reference. Anywhere, anytime. And tomorrow we are going to put this ability to be mindful and meditate and do things to good purpose. I look forward to telling you about that tomorrow.